Bikurim Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Ein mevin bikurim chutz mi shivas aminim. One only brings bikurim from the shivas aminim, the seven species of fruits. The Rav says, as the Torah says, mi reishis, and the drasha is velo kol reishis, and not all the first fruits, but mi reishis, from some of them. Not all pears are chayv in bikurim, only ones that are the shivas aminim that are used to praise Eretz Yisrael. So we know chit, asara, gefenteno, rimon, zayis, shemen, and then we also have dvash. Now dvash, the Rav says, we know, is dvash tamarim, which is date honey. Now, how do we know? We've always learned this, that when the Torah says dvash here, it means date honey. Where does that come from? So Reb Kivager brings the Yerushalmi here. It's based on a pasuk in Divrei Yamim when it talks about Bnei Yisrael taking chumas from Dug and Tirosh v'Yitzar, and it also says udvash, and it says dvash there also. So how do you take off maisrus on dvash? Dvash is in chayv and maisrus, and you see in Divrei Yamim it says you take off maisrus on dvash. So must be it's referring to dates that are chayv and maisrus. And lechur, it's not date honey. When it says dvash, it's referring to dates themselves that produce honey. And lechur here also, in the Mishnah, you only bring bikurim on dates themselves. I would think that the honey of the dates, you actually wouldn't bring bikurim because it's a liquid. And the only liquid, we said, not according to everybody, it's machloikis, but we know that most Rishonim learned that you only bring from that previous Mishnah, according to the Chacham, elav mizesim va'anavim bilvad. So lechur, dvash is just the dates themselves. Lo mitmarim shebaharim. So Mishnah continues, and not from dates of mountains, meaning the dates that grew on top of the mountains, v'lo miperish shebamakim, or fruits that grew in the valley, because these were inferior fruits, v'lo mizeisei shemen she'enu min ha'muvchor, and also not from zeisei shemen, which is olives that are not the choicest olives. Now, why is it called zeisei shemen? Why didn't you just say zeisim? What's a zeisei shemen? So the Rav says the reason it's called Zeis Shemen, is because when rain would fall on these olives, the better olives would, I guess, have an effect where the oil would start building up inside of it from the constant pressure of the rain. Taisis Yontif says, but then there are other olives that the pressure of the rain would actually push out the oil in, and those were the inferior ones. This he brings, Taisis Yontif brings B'Shem the Rash, who's really quoting the Yerushalmi. So those are the inferior ones. The better olives are the ones that the Zayis Shemen, the oil, would accumulate inside of it. And the Mishnah ends, Ein mivin bikurim kardim latzeres. We had this at the end of Chala. One does not bring bikurim before Shavuos. Anshei har tzvoim hiviu bikurim kardim latzeres. They brought it before Shavuos. V'loi kiblu mehem. And the Chum did not accept bikurim from them. Mibnei ha-kotzir v'shabatari. Because the Torah says, V'chag ha-kotzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh. So Chag HaKotzer, which is Shavuos, and the Rav explains that the Shtei HaLechem that's brought on Shavuos matters Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside of Beis HaMikdash, we know that the Omer is Mater Chodosh, that you bring on Pesach. But inside of the Beis HaMikdash, Chodosh from the previous year is Mutter once they brought the Shtei HaLechem in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's Mutter in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when these people from Har Tzvoyim brought it beforehand, it wasn't accepted. Now, Taisis Yontif said at the end of Chala, we brought that I, B'dieved, it says that you're allowed to accept it. So why didn't they accept it? And we said because people would learn from them, because they're a very chosh of a people, and people would end up making a mistake and be kaveh halacha this way. So therefore, they didn't accept it. Shailas, did they return it? Did they leave it and bring it at the right time? That's a different shailah. That's what we're trying to go into.